Coming up this week on Kings of the Rings podcast, what a weekend in wrestling inside and outside of the ring. King Ricky and DK Murphy break down all that happened, including the media scrum from Hell in AEW, worlds colliding all over WWE, and the return of a monster among men. So sit back, relax, and make sure you got the wheel on tight there, Tony Khan, because it's Kings of the Rings podcast, episode number 307, Clash at the Media Scrum, exclusively on Wrestle Addict Radio, and it begins right now. And welcome everybody to Kings of the Rings podcast episode number 307, Clash at the Media Scrum. Holy crap, there's a lot to talk about inside of the ring, and more importantly at this moment in time outside of the ring. Of course, I am your host, King Ricky Rose. Willie T is not with us this week. Willie T is out in Nashville living his best life, but I do have with me currently suffering a very, very horrible, excruciating and mind-numbing wrestling mental breakdown. DK Murphy is back. Hey, how are you?
I've been better. So in the last week, I've had two asthma attacks. I found out one of my teeth needs to be ripped out. CM Punk went from winning a title to being fired, almost fired, probably fired. And Malakai Black is allegedly gone. So I am having a terrible fucking week.
Yeah, I guess that is what drugs are for. So we have a lot of crazy shenanigans to talk about this week in wrestling. So hopefully you guys are here for us. We are live currently on Twitter on KOTR underscore podcast, on Twitch at KOTR underscore podcast, on our Kings of the Rings podcast Facebook page, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. Also live on YouTube and also live on our parent company, I guess we'll call it the parent company, our parent organization, Wrestle Addict Radio page as well. So fun times ahead as we are streaming live. So if you're listening to us or watching us, more importantly, live right now, thank you. Leave us a like, share, subscribe, all of that fun stuff. Comment in the comment stream as we're going to talk about a whole lot of crazy stuff in wrestling. Before that, let's go into some hot breaking news that actually happened today before we recorded this episode. Like, for instance, the Royal Rumble K has finally been announced. They literally announced and put sales on tickets for Survivor Series, for WrestleMania a month ago. And they're like, oh yeah, there's also the Royal Rumble. So the Royal Rumble is going to be a one-night event returning this week. This is also the whatever is supposedly the Royal Rumble footage, but it is the Royal Rumble poster, which is interesting that Brock is there. In be that of itself, but it is going to be officially WWE announced. It's officially returning to the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas, on Saturday, January 28th, 2023. I've always wanted to go to San Antonio. I hear it's a very beautiful city. I hear it's a very fun city.
I've heard that as well.
I've heard the food is fucking fantastic. And I know the Alamo Dome is a football stadium. So I remember, they went to the Royal Rumble a couple years ago. This is when everybody wanted Ty Dillinger to come out as number 10.
Yes, I remember that.
And he came out as 10, but this is also on the really, really long runway. So like all the bigger athletes, they put them on golf carts.
Yeah, I remember that. They're going back there.
So it's going to be a huge, huge thing. Like, it's the Rumble, probably the second most popular pay-per-view competing with that in SummerSlam and Money in the Bank. So it's going to be a packed place. I'm just interested how they're going to do the layout this time. They're going to have a long runway again for the Rumble, or maybe they'll shorten it. But the Rumble is happening. I'm semi-intrigued. I'm holding out hopes potentially for...
Are you going?
I'm holding out hopes for Mania yet. Mania's really expensive. Like, LA is an expensive WrestleMania.
I decided that I'm not going to Mania. In March.
April.
April. Even I have to go. My partner's in a wedding.
Yeah.
In North Carolina. like that month. I'm going to New Orleans in May. Like I can't.
It's a lot.
I can't do that. I can't.
It's right. Just honestly, okay, just save up for Philadelphia.
That's what, honestly, I want to go to Philly.
Philly's going to be a jamming good time.
Also, Full Gear is going to be in New Jersey.
Full Gear is in New Jersey, if they make it to Full Gear. Mm-hmm. But Philly's going to be cool. We can stay in the neighborhood.
Yes, we should.
Last time Will and I were, Will and Dave, were there for the Rumble. We did pretty much stay in the neighborhood. It was great. great spot where we were at. Awesome. Fun. And there was off-street parking because there was a parking garage. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Better.
Yeah. So good. If I can find the place again, I definitely will definitely do that and we'll make way. Philly's going to be a huge thing because I have a lot of friends in Philly. And a lot of them have never been to a Mania or just live in Philly, just never had the chance to go. So they're all really excited for this. So it's going to be.
Yeah, I already told my partner that like we're going to Philly and like, they used to live in Philly. So like,
yeah,
they'll know all the spots.
We might. I told people to say like if we get a.
I think we should get like a party house.
Well, not even a party house. I was thinking about ticket wise. So like if we get enough people, it's a huge if here, could we do a sweet box?
Yo.
Because it's
how many people?
It's potentially possible. Like how many people from the Northeast that we know that are wrestling fans that would be down to drop some money on sweet box tickets for WrestleMania, either night one, night two, or both. I mean, obviously, we'd have to inquire with like what that price range is. But like, let's say we got, I know we're going off kilter, but let's say we got, let's 15 honestly, people. If we had 15 dedicated people to go to Philly, do you think we could probably pull off?
Do we know 15 people that can be able to go?
Yeah, I feel like we could. That would do. I feel like Dave would go no matter what because it's WrestleMania. It's also in Philly. I have my friend Sammy Suplex. Shout out to Sammy Suplex. My friend's brother-in-law Rob is a Philly native.
We think Will would go.
Yeah, well, Will's gonna go. Will will be there. I feel like we can. I can probably entice Nikki Skywalker to show up.
Ooh, Nikki would be cool.
You know, Matt Fish.
I have friends that like I could ask, but like I don't know where everyone's going to be in a year because my group of friends, the babies are starting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So like it's an idea. It is definitely an idea, and so you know we're going to have to kind of wait and see, and see what happens with everything. But let's move along, Mick Smurfy, to the other big news is. Braun's not finished with WWE yet, and Braun Strowman has...
Oh my god, I yelled when I watched Raw.
Braun Strowman returned. Tell me about the emotions you were feeling. I was doing a fantasy football draft, but tell me about your emotions, Mick Smurfy.
So, I need to just warn you that I'm going to be incredibly fucked up this episode.
I'm not surprised. As compared to other episodes?
No, like more... No, more than normal, so... Real quick, sideburn. There's a vape store in my city they sell these keef covered like joints, like keef rolled, so it's just keef on the outside, and they get you fucked up. These make me mentally unstable. It's great.
All right, a fucked up K is a happy K, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So. We were talking about Braun Strowman. So I often will watch wrestling while I'm at work. So I heard his music while I'm like hardcore. I'm like in the middle of sending an email. I'm very focused. And I just hear the music. I got so excited. Like I didn't expect him.
Yeah. I guess his whole independent wrestling organization went to shit since two of the people that he was going to sign have. One of the people he was going to sign got re-signed by WWE, which is Karrion Kross. And then I guess he saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah. I'm not finished with you.
Ah, top tier Taquan is here. Taquan, this is the longest comment I've ever seen at all. You must be learning something, Quads.
Oh, what does it say?
It goes, am I late or is it time just a human concept made up by us in order to gain some false sense of control over life, when in actuality, we are specks of dust in this infinite universe who won't be remembered once we're gone. Makes you think, doesn't it? Existential crisis aside, how are you guys? Taquan, are you studying philosophy in college right now?
I think Taquan seems to be in a similar mental way.
Taquan might be high as a cat. Oh, okay. Did you listen to the episode last week?
No, not yet.
Taquan's first week in college.
Oh my god, that's
it was right. His first week last week. He's already talking about smashing the white girl on the floor below him.
Oh my god.
It's in the comments. Oh,
no. Like, I can't wait. It's been a really hectic week.
Yes, it has. How are you doing, Taquan? Taquan, I know we're going to have you on the show, but I'm glad we didn't, and that's nothing against you, Taquan. It's about that we were having a lot of technical difficulties. We didn't even start the pre-show till like 8 o'clock, so we were running a lot on, as you would know, Taquan, CPT. If you know, you know.
CPT? What's CPT?
Colored people time. Oh. Yes, we're running on that time. But Braun is back. Apparently he's not finished with anything. He's gonna show up on SmackDown this weekend too.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be, well, also because his boo's there too.
Oh yeah, Raquel Gonzalez.
Can you imagine if they like put them on as an on-screen couple together?
Oh my god, no. Ew. I don't like them together.
It is kind of weird because I think she's too nice. I mean, Braun, outside of wrestling persona, is like a really nice person for what I've gathered.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like, and he's got...
I don't know why I can't imagine it.
I think it's because they're just really both big people.
Yeah.
And you're also a very tiny human, Kay. I think so. So let's move on, actually, from all of this, because I don't know what Braun's going to do. I'm interested. I'm glad it gives somebody else for Roman to beat up. And he also has automatic grief with Roman because Roman essentially ended his career in WWE after he got speared the crap out of at SummerSlam over 2 years ago. Be that as it may, let's go on to the main thing that we're here to talk about tonight, and that is the debacle that is All Elite Wrestling at the moment. Now, you guys know my stance on AEW. You've been following us for a while. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I've watched it. I've been to Dynamite. It's not bad. But there was always, for me at least, and okay, probably there's always this lingering feeling of WCW 2.0. And I am here to say, folks, that I am wrong. This is worse than WCW. This is absolutely worse than WCW. This is horrible what happened. All right, so let's break this down. You have your biggest show of the year. You defend your title, not on the biggest show of the year. You put a title match on the week before your biggest show, 2 weeks, my fault, 2 weeks before your biggest show of the year, as in you're trying, and because you're trying to build up a storyline for your biggest show of the year, which is your biggest title of the year, but you shouldn't have done that 2 weeks before. So you have a legit match, which was ass, by the way. It was a squash, and you're trying to build up... It was a horrible squash. So you're essentially limping into your biggest weekend and your biggest show of the year with a lackluster main event that no one cares about, because guess what? People already saw it. You know? Now, on top of that, your women's champion isn't around. She's injured, can't compete. You have to do another interim title. Great. You have a crap ton of trios matches. Great. You know, where the match is predictable because, oh, guess what? Your EVPs are on one team. I guess they're winning another debut title again. You know, you have a lot of things going on, and it's all not getting anywhere. And to be honest with you, All Out was a good show. Wasn't the best show of the weekend, I'll tell you that. You know, buys aside, it was a good show. Wasn't the best show of the weekend for me. It didn't garner the same attention for me as some of the other shows did. However, no one currently is talking about what's happening or what happened at All Out. Everybody's talking about what happened after the events. Okay, can you take us on a timeline real quick about what happened after All Out happened and what was known as, or what I'm calling, what I'm going to call forever, the media scrum from hell?
Oh my God. So Tony has a Coke binge and loves doing media scrums after AEW with like the notable people.
Which, to be honest, isn't a bad thing. I love the idea.
I love them. I genuinely look forward to watching the media scrum after every pay-per-view. Like, I enjoy watching them a lot. So, lo and behold, I go on the internet Monday morning and everyone is, all YouTube is saying that it was the media scrum from hell. Mm. So I watched it and I'm like, it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. And within 5 minutes, I'm like, I cannot stand behind my favorite wrestler and I'm having like a huge problem. So pretty much after All Out, Punk went manic. Went off about Cole Cabana unprovoked, then went off about Hangman Page, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks. Went off about went off about Cole Cabana some more. Told a cute story about wearing Danhausen's boots. Pitched a bakery in Chicago. Talked more shit about Cole Cabana, more shit about the Elite, and was just angry and foaming at the mouth. Allegedly after that, the Young Bucks went to Punk's dressing room and Punk didn't answer the door. And apparently the Bucks kicked down CM Punk's dressing room door.
And you mean they altercation super kicked the door down?
You're right. They super kicked the door down. And I've heard mixed reports that Punk threw the first punch and that, Nick Jackson threw the first punch. Ace Steel, I think, bit Matt Jackson and threw a chair at him.
Yeah, he did.
And I can't take AEW seriously because literally the entire time CM Punk is just going off about the EVPs of the company. Tony Khan just sitting there.
That is, to be honest with you, that's my huge issue. A lot of it.
Like, he needed to control that conversation. He
needed to control the narrative.
Like, you, if...
No pun intended.
And he just sat there and he just looked upset the whole time. Like, I don't blame him because it was, honestly, it was a really upsetting way to spend 20 minutes.
Yeah, and...
Especially for... For someone that, like, there is no bigger CM Punk mark than me. None. Like, no matter how wrong CM Punk is, I can tell you why he's right. He's not right in this at all. I don't know what happened to him. I think if I...
He won in Chicago.
Straight out of... Like... All I wanted for CM Punk this whole time was for him to get, you know, the top guy run he never got in WWE.
He's not going
to
get it now.
He had all of it. They literally gave it to him in his city and he threw it out.
Yeah.
Like, everything he said he was going to do in AEW, like, he's not really doing. He said that he wanted to, you know, like, work with all the young talent that he didn't get to wrestle 10 years ago. But in the fucking scrum, he said he doesn't like wrestling with fucking kids who think they know everything. Like, he had a lot of really shitty things to say.
He did. He did. And it kind of it brings you back to the old Batman quote, you either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And Punk has officially become the villain of his own story. He is the villain now. He's a punk. Pun intended. He's a punk. He's literally a punk. He has punked himself almost out of wrestling in general. So here's a report that I have right now from Sports Illustrated. This report was done today. And we went through a lot of the stuff, but here's what they have about what happened after the presser, which, by the way, there was more from the presser besides Punk, because you also had a very weird incident with Keith Lee, Swerve, and Tony Khan. You also had Tony Storm, the interim women's champion, pretty much calling Thunder Rosa's bluff about being injured, which was also very weird to see as well. Yeah, there was a lot of other weird stuff where Tony's just sitting there and just taking it. But according to Sports Illustrated, here's what happened. Once Punk exited the press room, he exchanged words in the locker room with Omega and the Bucks, which led to a physical altercation. Punishment for that backstage fight, Sports Illustrated has learned, will include suspensions for every person involved. The list of those receiving its suspensions include Kenny Omega, Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, Pat Buck, a former agent for WWE, which is really funny, Christopher Daniels, Michael Nakazawa, and Brandon Cutler from the Forgotten Sons era. Multiple sources have shared that Punk and Ace Steel will either be among those suspended or will no longer be with the company by the end of Wednesday. Punk met with AEW owner Tony Khan on Tuesday, so that you had an opportunity to discuss how that exit could be handled. Per sources, an external third-party investigation will also be conducted. Adam Page had already left the building, Sports Illustrated learned, which explains his absence from the altercation. So we have learned, as we have started this recording, that Punk has vacated the title. The Bucks and Kenny Omega, who had just won the newly formed Trios division titles, have also vacated their championships. And there's going to be tournaments and stuff leading up to creating a brand new champion, so on and so forth. All of this just looks bad. I will give him this one positive thing, Kay Murphy. And besides the fact that it looks bad on Tony Khan, but I will give Tony Khan, I will give the idiot his due. He is, when shit's going wrong, and when it starts to become a somewhat of a public disaster, that's not his fault, because we do have the Big Swole public disaster that it is his fault and still hasn't apologized yet to Big Swole, and I'm holding that against him. Call me petty. I don't give a shit.
You're not being petty.
Yeah. When shit starts at the pen, like, ooh, this might be looking bad, he is swift to enforce some sort of corrective action. He's done it with Jeff. He did it with Mox. He did it with Sammy Guevara. Like, he is, in that aspect, he is very good at kind of seeing, like, okay, this is an issue. We need to fix this so that, you know, this doesn't happen again. And look what perfect example is the Sammy Guevara situation. Sammy Guevara could have been essentially, as a young folks say, canceled and never to wrestle again. But Tony Khan didn't get in front of it, but he said, hey, I see this. I hear this. We're going to get him help. You know, we're going to, you know, he's suspended, blah, 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 blah. You know, but It shouldn't have to get to that point all the time. Like Tony was sitting right there. Could have pulled his mic, could have said, hey, Punk, let me talk to you to the side, like, real quick or something. Like, he's literally watching what he's trying to build melt in front of him because he cannot control his talent.
No.
And it's a lunatic's running the asylum. And it's a shame. It's a goddamn shame.
It's really sad.
You know? And the diehards are going to stay with AEW till it falls, which is what it is, which may be sooner rather than later. But it's not going to pull in any other casual fans. Because right now, WWE is kicking their ass.
Yeah. Mm. Like, y'all know I'm a huge AEW mark, but like, WWE has been good lately. I've been watching it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, and this isn't, I totally didn't mention this, Triple H is now the chief content creator.
Good for him.
He's got a promotion again.
Good for him.
Triple H is now the chief content creator. Thank you, Mr. French. We do have breaking news. We have new Trios champions. What? We have new Trios tag champions.
Who
are they, Mr. French, before we move on from Tony Khan and AEW? Which, my last comment is, as much as I talk shit about AEW or whatever, and I don't like... Not that I don't like the product, I don't like the politics around, and I think they don't know what they're doing. It would be Death Triangle one. It would be... It would be a shame for wrestlers, for hardworking wrestlers, a lot of them, to lose an opportunity to go somewhere to make a name for themselves. That's what AEW was promising for a lot of wrestlers who weren't going to get shot on WWE for a myriad of reasons. And it would be a shame for him to go away. But if Tony doesn't do anything, if Tony doesn't get any help in the front office, because Tony, you cannot do everything. If Tony doesn't get help, he is going to destroy his own creation. He really is. And it's going to be sad, but unfortunately, it's going to be all on him. And you know, we're not gonna, and like, don't even talk about the fact that Aleister Black apparently has got a leave of absence or is released from his contract. Bobby Fish has officially left as well. So it's not looking good. It's not looking good. So
I really wonder how many people are going to go back to WWE.
I think a lot. I will tell you about as we move over to, well, also this guy, the only thing that might save AEW right now is you better put that title on MJF as quick as fucking possible. Do it at, do it at Grand Slam or something like
MJF winning. Oh my God. MJF winning the title in New York would be incredible.
I think that has to be the move. I think that has to be the move now. You ever put the title on him sometime within the next month and a half? Or he will...
But wait, I don't know if he's in that tournament.
I don't know, but the MJF needs the title sooner rather than later.
Wait, he's not in it.
Well, he's guaranteed. He is guaranteed match whenever, so...
So, well, the final for the Grand Slam Tournament of Champions is going... The final's at Grand Slam. So, Chris Jericho is in one part of the semifinals already, and John Moxley is in the other part of the semifinals automatically.
Yeah, but
so
here's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can always pull a swerve and have him be like, I'm challenging now.
At Grand Slam. Because
There's no time limit on it. He's just guaranteed a future title shot.
So the possibilities is either Jericho, Hangman, Bryan Danielson, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin or John Moxley for the champion.
Interesting.
Who do you think it is?
It doesn't matter as long as the title falls on MJF's shoulders at the end of the night.
I just realistically wonder who... I would love to see it be Jericho against MJF.
That's poetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's why I said it.
But we'll see what happens. But, I mean... Mm-hmm. They've got to do something. If you want to reestablish MJF as a pillar of the sinking ship, you better put that belt on him sooner than later, or else I would throw a fit if I was MJF. You know, I would throw an absolute fit. But anyway, let's move on from AEW to what I believe was probably the best show of the weekend, Clash at the Castle. Okay, were you able to watch a little bit of Clash or anything at all?
I did watch Clash of the Castle.
Oh, you did?
I liked it. It was good.
I love how they started chanting for Bailey as if Bailey was a face again. And she was like, stop.
Yeah.
So let's go through. First off, we're not even going to do the championship match because that wasn't even, in my opinion, the best match on the card. Let's talk about Kay, as you can see from the bottom here. Oh, you can't even see me. But let's talk about Kay.
No.
This meat-slapping majesty.
Oh, fucking Walter. Gunther, sorry.
Of the Intercontinental Championship match.
Oh my God, that was my match of the weekend.
Not only did he reestablish Imperium, which was amazing, by the way. They put on one of the most brutal matches I've seen in a long time.
It was great.
Yeah.
Like Meat Slapping Majesty. If we had the sound, we would play it.
Yeah. It's, I mean, Sheamus got beat up, but man, I will tell you this. People need to stop fucking with Sheamus. Sheamus deserves a lot of respect.
He deserves his flowers.
Yes, he does. Sheamus deserves a lot of respect here. If you think about Sheamus' career, world champion, WWE champion, King of the Ring, Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble winner, tag team champion, United States champion. Only thing he hasn't done is the IC title. He's got a Hall of Fame resume. It is fantastic.
Oh, for sure.
And he is probably one of the most underrated workers of his generation. He puts on fantastic matches. He's always in shape. He's never a liability. Awesomely nice person. I know you've met him randomly, Kay.
Mm-hmm. At Nordstrom.
Of all places. You know, and he put on a hell of a show, and he deserved that standing ovation that was given to him after that match.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even fucking win. And look at that reception.
Yeah, that reception was unreal. It's one of my match of the year candidates. Absolutely bananas. Mm-hmm. Speaking of bananas, the main event was when I tell you, Kay, I was on the I was standing up at a moment in time when this match was going on. I was literally on like the edge of my seat, thinking like, "Oh my God, Drew's going to win this match."
I thought that too. I really thought he was going to win in the United Kingdom.
You know, they were kicking out of everything. Like he was kicking out of everything. Oh. The crowd just kept getting hotter and hotter. And like they threw everything at this match. You know, you even had the fake Austin Theory cash in, which is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Him getting knocked up by Tyson Fury.
I loved it.
I bet you did. Was that how you felt in real life, Kay? That how you felt about Austin Theory? Like, just want to punch him in the face?
I'm, like, so glad he has his name again.
True.
I would have lost my fucking shit if Austin Theory cashed in that match. That would have been daddy mania.
He would have never been able to return to the UK ever.
No. Game over.
Not one bit. But I loved this match. And for some reason, I don't know why, maybe it's just me, Kay, but for some reason, Ciampa does have his name back too. For some reason, I never realized that Charles Robinson is a referee until he gets knocked out.
Yeah. I would agree.
And then as soon as he gets knocked down, I go, son of a bitch, Charles, damn it. Like, here we go.
They might have, I think they did announce him though.
They usually do. So it's what a wild time. And then the finish, my Lord, the finish, with Solo Sikoa,
talk
about that real quick. I have to go answer my door.
Oh, so Solo Sikoa has been called up to join the Bloodline. I'm too high for this. Why did Ricky leave me alone? And I was surprised. I was surprised that Sammy didn't get more involved with the match. But I'm excited to see what Solo Sikoa does. Let me see if I can read the comments. Nope. Oh my God, Ricky, come back. For the love of God, Ricky, come back. Oh, thank God. That was not a good time. No. Okay. You can't do that.
What?
You can't leave
me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was necessary. It's okay.
I'm too high for
You're not too high for this, Kay. You're perfectly fine.
No. No. It was bad.
It's fine, Kay. Look, I'm prepping you for future times.
No, there is no.
Well, thank you about my shirt, Mr. Fretz, because you can buy this shirt and all the rest of our shirts on our merchandise site. It comes in red and blue. Circalactic line. Mm. Yeah, great. It fits like a jersey. Anywho, let's move on to one of the other fire matches of Clash of the Castle. Elton John, Seth Rollins versus Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle was dressed like Patrick Starr, and I didn't get it.
Was he really Patrick Starr?
That is Patrick Starr's exact shorts.
Oh, I was going, you know, for some reason, I thought, I don't know why I didn't notice that. I was so obsessed with Seth Rollins's Elton John-esque gear.
He looked incredible.
Of course.
I love him.
What do you think of this match? I love this match.
It was a great match. I haven't had a positive thing to say about Matt Riddle in a long time. Mm-hmm. But this was another match I really enjoyed this weekend. Clash of the Castle was really good.
Clash was really good. This match is great. Seth beat the living. Seth did a super curb stomp on him, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing to see. But let's move on as we speed through this. And then the moment we had all been waiting for.
Finally.
I was Dom so goes full emo.
Oh. He looked like emo Peter Parker.
Dom went full emo on Ray and Edge. And now he's wearing, you saw him on Raw, right?
Yeah.
He's all black, slick with his.
It's goth GF Rhea Ripley.
Yeah. He's so moody. It's so great.
I love it.
He still looks like Eddie.
Did you hear them chanting Eddie's? They were chanting a son of Eddie.
Were they really?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I think on the.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice, nice. I love it. I'm interested to see what he does now as the newest member of Judgment Day, because maybe they'll get some traction and do something. Dom and Rhea are big Eddie and China vibes. Okay, Mr. Fretz. Also, last but not least, Worlds Collide. Also happened. Did you?
I didn't watch.
Okay, this. I will sum this up for you, Mix Murphy. This was very good. I understand why you didn't watch it, because it's obviously the end of NXT UK and you love NXT UK. And I
that was the number one
I understand I your protests. But it was really good. In particular, the opening match, Kay Murphy, for the North American Championship, which was already unified with the Cruiserweight title way back. You had Ricochet versus Carmelo Hayes.
Yo, that's a great match.
I will tell you, Matt, it's like Ricochet and Carmelo Hayes is like, and Gunther and Sheamus are like 1A and 1B.
Wow. Maybe I'll go back and watch.
It's the first match, so you won't be missing much. So you know how Gunther, you know how Carmelo Hayes and Ricochet also kind of do springboard cross bodies off the middle rope? Mm-hmm. They did that at the same time to each other.
Wow. Okay, I'm very excited. Carmelo Hayes won, right?
He did win. So the cool thing about Carmelo Hayes, obviously he loves athletics, and as you know, athletes get their jerseys retired. So as part of his entrance, mm-hmm. he had jerseys hung up all the people he's beaten as a North American champion. And so when he beat Ricochet, he hung Ricochet's jersey up.
That's so cool.
In the Raptors. It was a fantastic match. Moving on, we also had to unify the NXT Tag Team Championships, Mix Murphy.
What?
Yes, all of them. All right, so you weren't here last week. NXT UK is gone, as you know. So their Worlds Collide was them merging all of the championships together. So we had a Fatal 4-Way tag match to unify the NXT and the NXT UK Tag Champions. And do you want to know who won?
Who was in the match?
You had Pretty Deadly, Briggs and Jensen, the Creed Brothers, and I forgot the fourth team.
Gallus?
Gallus, yes.
Was it Gallus? Did they win?
Oh, no, it was pretty deadly. I'm sorry. I can see how upset you are.
It's fine. It can't be worse. Oh, so that means Mayu Sakamura is the women's champion, right?
So here's the thing. So that's where we're moving on. We had to unify the NXT women's and the NXT UK women's championship. It was a triple threat match because you had All-American Mandy Rose. What? Yes. Yeah, admit.
Why?
Because you had, what the hell is her name? Blair Davenport.
Oh, okay.
She was number one for Miko's title. Oh. She was like, well, we're unifying the title, so they added her in to a triple threat, which was good. It's my first time watching Miko Satomura. She's fucking amazing.
She's incredible. She won, right? Oh, no.
Mandy Rose is your unified champion.
What the fuck?
It was a
no.
I will tell you this. Mandy looked good. So it's the best she's ever wrestled. Best she'd ever.
That's not saying a lot.
I'm saying she looked good. Miko obviously is the work person, carried it, and Blair Davenport did her thing too. But Mandy,
Blair Davenport took the pin, right?
Yes. Blair Davenport took the pin.
Thank
yes. Just
if Mandy
was Rose not pinning Miko Satomura,
I would quit wrestling.
Mandy Rose is not pinning Miko. Okay. Not pinning Miko at all. All right. And then obviously, I hate to tell you this, okay, we had to unify the NXT and the NXT UK championships. Braun Breaker, the NXT champion, going up against the only two-time NXT UK champion, which is Tyler Bates.
Yeah, Tyler.
He was the first and the last NXT UK champion, which is very cool. Like, if you look at the NXT UK title lineage, you have Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, Walter, a.k.a. Gunther, Ilya Dragunov, and then Tyler Bate again.
Wow.
Hell of a lineage.
I'm depressed.
It's a good match, but...
How come... Everything I love about wrestling has been destroyed in the course of like
a week. I'm sorry, okay, it's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
But yes, it was a good match. Not the best match on the card. Obviously, they went to Ricochet and Carmelo Hayes. But Braun Breaker is now the unified champ. Mm. Which this also makes the NXT UK championship like number one on my belts to get list now that it's pretty much retired.
Well, I always wanted the tag team, UK tag team belts if I got married.
They should still be on sale.
So maybe they'll be like hella cheap.
Mm, you never know. You can catch a good sale. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So that's been the crazy week in wrestling thus far that we know of. Also, you should start watching NXT again because number one, JD McDonagh, fantastic heel. He's a great heel in his run with Braun Breaker. But the fact that Triple H is now using one, bringing back Imperium, and also adding Solo Sikoa into the mix with the Bloodline and adding all of these NXT characters. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Yes, we're going to acknowledge the tribal chief. But NXT is becoming relevant again. Triple H is now creating a shared universe aspect with everybody popping up in different places. And I think WWE and wrestling is going to be better for it.
I agree.
NXT is getting to must watch again because now the characters are blending over into Raw and SmackDown, which is a very, very good thing. So, last thing of the night, obviously our future shock segment, where we try to predict the future of what might happen somewhere in the world of wrestling, and the future revolves around the future of Patrick McAfee. Because Kay, I don't know
why.
I know. All right, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh no,
Pat, like, control yourself, Kay Murphy. Control. Pat McAfee is taking a leave of absence from SmackDown. Do not cry. Okay, he's going to be working College Game Day on ESPN for the college football season, but he will return once college football is over. So he'll be back by the Rumble.
I'm depressed.
I'm aware. It's a shame. Pat's amazing.
What happened? I used to hate him.
Hated him, and now he's a cool person. So my big question is, who replaces Pat McAfee on the SmackDown side? Or do we get a completely new SmackDown announced team on Friday? Because Pat's not showing up on Friday. He is officially, there. Oh, hello, Kavita. How are you?
Hi, Kavita. I think that the newest commentator on SmackDown will be CM Punk.
Mr. Fretz thinks it could be Nigel McGuinness, which would be a great one and two.
Nigel McGuinness would be great.
But I don't think he blends well with Michael Cole. All right, so if I am Triple H,
I know who I want.
If I'm Triple H and I'm on a roll like I am, okay.
You better say what I think you're going to say.
I put Nigel McGuinness back with Mauro Ranallo. Needs to return to SmackDown to take his throne again.
I think that would save it.
If this is the way to get Mauro back, people are going to be crying when he returns.
We need him back.
That's my hope is that Mauro returns. That is me.
Me too.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all we have this week for us. I mean, we focus on what we needed to focus on. Great matches all around. Kay, you're back. Will's not back. Taquan will be on the show at some point. But I think it's safe to say let's not even do a post. Let's just get out of here. I got a lot of editing to do anyways. I got to do a Harry Styles trivia that I got to put together. It's the worst.
Ew.
Listen, I'm getting paid for it, so I really don't care. But still, I'm going to learn a lot.
I don't get Harry Styles.
No one gets him. I don't get him. Maybe I'll have better answers after next week, but we'll see. Anyway, folks, let's get this show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Kings of the Rings podcast, episode number 307, Clash at the Media Scrum. Boy, AEW is on its last leg. Hopefully they get it together and hopefully they survive until the next year, but who the fuck knows how fast they are going down. I am your host, King Ricky Rose. You can find me in Bastion of Vegas across all social media outlets, BIGZ in Bastion of Vegas. Find Kings of the Rings podcast at KOTR_podcast on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, on YouTube, on Discord. Like, share, subscribe, leave us 5-star reviews, follow us, share us, do all that stuff, help the algorithm, push us out there into the ether and into the universe. Links to all of our stuff are in the description below. And if you are listening to us, make sure you're listening to us on Wrestle Addict Radio, the cure for the common wrestling podcast, wherever you listen to all of your podcasting glory. And follow Wrestle Addict Radio socials at @addict_wrestle on Twitter and Wrestle Addict Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Again, the links to all of that, especially the links to some of the awesome music that you hear from time to time on the show by Midnight Music, are also in the description of the show below. Mix Murphy.
Hello. I'm just ready to continue my mental breakdown and have an ice cream cone.
As well, you should get an ice cream cone, Kay.
I have espresso chip in the freezer.
All right.
You can find me having a menti B across all social media at VK Murphy, THEKAE Murphy.
Did you literally just say menti B?
I did.
You did. Said menti B.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a little menti B.
Yeah, so hopefully by the time we come, yay for ice cream. So hopefully by the time we come back next week, Kay will be done with their menti B. Well, we'll be back from Nashville, and I probably will have something really funny to say about AEW or about some surprise return that Triple H has pulled out of his ass, or maybe just maybe if we were right and Mauro returns on Friday, but who knows. So until then, folks, goodbye, good night, we will see you soon. And what's up, one thing we're missing, Kay?
Fuck you, Slack. I'm glad you had fun on My Chemical Romance.
Fuck you. It's so bad. Fuck you, Slack. See you next week.